Please stand. Good afternoon, everybody. We are going to start our meeting with a opening prayer. Mr. Wayne Noah, please lead us in prayer.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we can once again come together to handle the business of the Metropolitan Planning Commission. I pray that our decisions would be right and just for those who we serve. Pray that you would be with our members today who are not here and bring them back. All this was in thy name. Amen.
Pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic as it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And this is our September 21st, 2021 regular meeting of Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission. I'm going to read how the agenda is broken down, which will be into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, acknowledgements. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation, and there are no known objections. This will be followed by regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will be followed by a presentation by the petitioner, should they elect to do so. The petitioner will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes, if need be. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to comment on the item that the board is considering at that time, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized and staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, it is important that you use the raise your hand feature on your computer during the hearing on that item if you want to speak on a petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you are not certain you want to speak, still use the raise your hand feature. You will have the option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal, and then additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. I want to thank the commissioners. We have six present commissioners here today, and I thank y'all for being here and a few people in the audience. Thank you for being here. Okay, we'll have the approval of the agenda, and we'll just take a verbal vote to get through this. All in favor, say aye.
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 Check?
Aye.
All in favor. Okay, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Today, September 21st, 2021, we had a personnel committee meeting at 10:30. And that meeting consists of going over the MPC pay plan and the COVID-19 policy. And that went well. Next was the finance committee meeting that took place at 11:13. And on that meeting, we went over the second quarter budget review and the completion of the 2019 audit, which I will say was very successful, and everybody should be happy with that. And then we have the October 12th, 2021 regular MPC meeting, which will be taking place here at 1:30 p.m. Okay. Next, we go to requested items to be removed. Item number five, zoning map amendment, Sweetwater Station, rezoned from RA to RSF4. Need to take a vote. That be removed?
Second.
We'll take a verbal vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone against? Okay, then we go to item six, rezoning map amendment, 5313 Skidaway, rezoned from RSF10 to O1. Take a verbal vote. All in favor?
Do we need to make a motion to remove?
Excuse me, make a motion.
So moved.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone against? And item seven, rezoning map amendment, Wicklow Street, rezoned from BC to RSFE to RMF3.
Make the motion to remove, Coles.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, verbal vote?
Aye.
Anyone against?
Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure, but we may have some people in the audience.
Do we have anybody in the audience on these items? Yes, sir. Wicklow Street, that will be moved, sir, to the November 2nd meeting. No, sir. Yes, sir. That will be at 1:30, November 2nd. Yes, sir, right here. Thank you for attending. Next, we go to the approval of August 31st, 2021 briefing regular minutes meeting. Verbal vote. Need a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone against? Okay. There's no old business. We will go straight into regular business. Item number nine, rezoning map amendment, 1000 Chatham Center Drive, rezoned from BC to RMF2-25. Mr. Marcus Lotson will lead the way.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item on the agenda this time is a request to rezone property at 1000 Chatham Center Drive. The property is 15.75 acres in size, and the petitioner is requesting that it be rezoned from the current BC community business classification to the multifamily residential classification. The property is a part of the Chatham Center development, which includes multifamily residential, offices, commercial uses, and it's on the east side of Chatham Parkway, north of Chatham Center Drive. This particular property is a portion of a larger tract that you see identified here. The petitioner is proposing to rezone the hatched portion. This is the zoning map that identifies the subject property and surrounding properties as community business. The petitioner is proposing to maintain the existing commercial designation along Chatham Parkway for future commercial development. You'll notice to the east, there's an existing apartment complex known as the Walden. This property was built between 2002 and 2003 and is a multifamily residential development. This is an aerial map that shows the subject property and adjoining properties. It is a vacant, undeveloped piece of property, as you can see here, and is accessed via Chatham Center Drive. Along Chatham Center Drive, in terms of the development pattern, there are existing auto dealers on the south side, television production studio, the aforementioned apartment building, a number of offices, and other commercial uses along Chatham Center Circle. The building at this location is a Federal Bureau of Investigations building. Future land use map identifies the property as commercial suburban. As you can see, much of Chatham Parkway is, and as you all know, with this review of the comprehensive plan, land use designations is currently underway. The applicant is proposing to rezone the highlighted portion here to the multifamily designation. As you can see in this master plan, the remaining portions of the property at this time are proposed to remain commercial along Chatham Parkway. There is a portion identified for stormwater as well on this master plan. In this aerial, this identifies a few of the items that I just brought up, just for context of where the location of this property is. It is nearby the interchange of Interstate 16 at Chatham Parkway. And within this general vicinity, there's a mix of different uses, primarily on the what is truly the west side of Chatham Parkway, but shown as the south side here, is a mixture of commercial, institutional, multifamily residential, lodging uses all along Chatham Parkway. And that's consistent with the development pattern along Chatham Parkway in general. It is a very well-mixed use of land uses throughout this portion of Chatham Parkway. This is another view of the subject property. The property here is the Walden apartment complex I mentioned to you. So the applicant is proposing that this property will have two access points, one from Chatham Center Drive, which would access future commercial, as well as this property, as well as an access from the existing interchange at Chatham Center Circle across from the Walden complex. Based on the existing zoning pattern and development pattern in the area, staff finds that the multifamily residential classification is consistent with this pattern and is an appropriate land use designation for the subject property, particularly at this time, keeping the commercial frontage along Chatham Parkway and providing multiple access points along Chatham Center Drive. With that, based on the review criteria, staff is recommending approval of the request to rezone 1000 Chatham Center Drive from BC to RMF 225.
Thank you, Mr. Hodson. Is the petitioner here? I know there's no one here in the building physically.
I believe the petitioner's online.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
No, is that you, Mr. Yellen?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Just speak up a little louder if you can, and state your name for the record.
Yes, sir. Harold.
You have 20 minutes.
Oh, no, sir. I need about 2 minutes. Harold Yellen for the petitioner, Vista Realty. I'm not sure if they're on this call or not, but Michael Neihart, who is the managing director of Vista Realty, and Natalie De Guardiola, who is the director of asset management, were certainly trying to be on this call if you had any questions. I think Mark has covered most everything. This property is part of Chatham Center, which is a mixed-use development. And this is a 15-acre site located directly across Chatham Center Drive from the Walden Apartments. As Marcus mentioned, this is a rezoning from the existing BC, which is a more intensive business commercial zoning district, to a multifamily residential that will allow for multifamily residential. We did submit a site plan with our petition, but as I'm always very careful to say, the site plan, at least at this stage, is for illustrative purposes only. There are 7 buildings on 15 acres. There are 2 entrances to the site, and that's important because traffic from the site will move from Chatham Center Drive to Chatham Parkway, where there's a traffic light. And from there, you can go north to I-16 or south to Highway 17. There is a large park with walking trails. And because of the size of this site, there are ample room for setbacks and buffers. And then, of course, if we are approved by City Council, we will return to the Planning Commission with a more specific site plan for your review. In conclusion, we do agree with staff analysis. The proposed zoning fits into the development pattern in the vicinity, and it's situated in an area that can accommodate this development very easily. With that, we would request approval of staff recommendation. We're also happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Yellen. Does anybody, any commissioner, have a question for petitioner, for Mr. Yellen? Is any commissioner out there on computer, online, have a question for Mr. Yellen? Is there anybody in the audience on the computer? Please raise your hand on the computer if you have a question. We have two. Just a second. We'll start with Mr. Satko, David Satko. You there?
Yes.
Please state your name.
Yes, sir. Yes, this is David Satko.
Okay. Yeah.
David Satko, S-A-C-C-O.
At 3 minutes to comment, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm just here on behalf of the Walden Apartments across the street, West Shore Walden LLC, and we're just here to gain information. I mean, we're not objecting at this time, but we would like a little bit more time to understand, you know, exactly what this project would entail. And yeah, we would just appreciate a little bit more time from the commission.
Okay, sir. Mr. Lotson, you have a comment for him?
Yes, sir. Mr. Satko, in terms of our process, should our board take action on this item today, it'll be forwarded to the City Council for their review and ultimate decision one way or the other regarding the zoning. That's probably approximately a month from now in terms of being heard by the council. So if you'd like to meet with the applicant or myself in the interim, you can certainly do that and, you know, ask any questions that you have. And we can take those to the council when we take the recommendation of the Planning Commission, should one be made today.
Mr. Lotson, please feel free to provide Mr. Satko with my phone number and email address.
Understood, Mr. Yellen.
Thank you.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you, everyone.
Mr. Satko, if you could contact our office, we'll get you this information that you need.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Any commissioner have a question for Mr. Satko? Okay. Next, we'll go to Mr. Michael Nahart, who's online.
This is Michael Nahart, and I'm with Vista Realty Partners, and we are proposing the development here. I did not have any questions. I was just wanted to raise my hand and acknowledge that I was here and be available to answer any questions that the commission or anybody else might have.
Thank you for being here, sir. Does any commissioner have a question for Mr. Nahart? Okay, thank you. That being said, is there any discussion, fellow commissioners? Nope. And I look for a motion.
Make a motion to approve this, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
We'll go to a vote, a call out vote. First of all, before we do this real quick, I want to welcome our city manager, Mr. Jay Milder, who is online with us. Thank you very much for being here, sir. We look forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I look forward to meeting you in person as well.
Well, thank you, sir. The vote's going to start with you. How do you vote?
I vote to approve.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Rural Joiner?
Make a motion to approve and approve.
No, we're asking for a vote. We already made the motion.
I voted yes. I made the motion.
Okay. Mr. Woodworthy? Tom Woodworthy here? No. Dr. Malik Watkins?
Yes.
Mr. Dwayne Stevens?
Yes.
Mr. Joseph Irvin?
Yes.
Ms. Karen Jarrett?
Yes.
Ms. Elizabeth Epstein?
Yes.
Mr. Travis Coles?
Yes.
Ms. Eula Parker?
Yes.
Mr. Wayne Noah?
Yes.
Mr. Lee Smith here? Nope. Ms. Laureen Pope?
Yes.
Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We go to the next item 10, rezoning map amendment, 1380 Chatham Parkway, rezoned from BC to ILT. Mr. Lotson, man of the hour.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, this item is, well, this property is just a little south of the property we just looked at. This property is at 1380 Chatham Parkway. This is a vicinity map showing the subject property that is shadowed here on the east side of Chatham Parkway. This is a tax map that shows the parcel in question. And this is a zoning map where, as you can see, the property is currently zoned BC. The BC zoning at this property and all the zoning districts you see in this map were established in 2019 when the new zoning ordinance was adopted. Most of the properties in this area prior to the new zoning ordinance being adopted were zoned for regional commercial uses, which would include things like large-scale shopping centers, hotels, major retailers, warehouse retail, things of that nature. And under the community business zoning, the current zoning, many of those things are still permitted in terms of those retail and lodging uses, restaurants, et cetera, convenience stores, gas stations, things of that nature. But in this area, there is a mix of uses, as you can see, just based on the zoning. There's existing light and heavy industrial zoning, as well as multifamily zoning in the general vicinity. This is an aerial view of the subject property, which, as you can see, is a vacant property, undeveloped. And the applicant, which is the Second Harvest Food Bank, are proposing to relocate their existing facilities from President Street to this location. So under the current BC zoning, warehousing, which is the use that they would likely be classified as, it's not a permitted use under that zoning. So they're requesting the ILT, which is light industrial transition. The intent of the light industrial transition zoning classification is to accommodate limited commercial light manufacturing and assembly, research and development, and small scale warehousing in areas in order to promote economic viability, encourage employment growth, and limit the encroachment of non-industrial development within certain industrial areas. The subject property, as I mentioned, is surrounded by a mixture of uses, but there are some fairly heavy industrial uses in the vicinity. As you can see in this map, I've highlighted the portion of the subject property that is under consideration today. Immediately east of that property is an ongoing surface mine operation. There is an existing warehouse park north of the property, across the Carl Griffin Drive right-of-way. But there is also other uses such as offices and multifamily residential in the immediate vicinity. And based on that pattern, staff determined that the light industrial transition designation is an appropriate designation for this property. One thing to take into consideration is that although the primary land uses on the east side of Chatham Parkway are things like auto dealers, offices, warehousing, and light manufacturing, the ILT zoning classification does continue to permit a number of uses that are currently permitted in the BC zoning, the current zoning. So should this property be rezoned, it doesn't necessarily have to remain a warehousing use forever because a lot of retail and commercial uses are still permitted within the ILT, which is the intent. So as we mentioned in the previous petition, the Chatham Parkway corridor has developed with a wide variety in terms of a mix of uses. Staff finds that the ILT zoning is an appropriate classification and is consistent with the adjoining properties in terms of their land use designations, in terms of their zoning, I should say. And with that, we are recommending approval.
Thank you, Mr. Autzen. Is the petitioner here online?
Hello, Mr. Chairman. This is Josh Yellen on behalf of the petitioner, Second Harvest.
Okay.
For the record, once again, Josh Yellen, delighted to be working with Second Harvest today regarding the rezoning, a rezoning which will continue to support Second Harvest fight against hunger and food insecurity within our community. I think on the line today, we have both Mary Jane Crouch, who is the executive director of America Second Harvest of Coastal Georgia, along with Leon Davenport of Thunderbolt Consultants, who is the project consultant and manager. And I think between Mrs. Crouch and Mr. Davenport, any questions regarding the logistics, development, and operation of this new site can be answered. But in terms of the rezoning, we would like to thank Mr. Lotson and MPC staff for the recommendation for approval to rezone this parcel from community business, that is BC, to light industrial transition, the ILT district, which, you know, based on the definition of the light industrial transition, is intended to serve as a buffer between more intensive industrial districts and less intensive business and residential districts. And here we will, in fact, as you can see on the map, serve as such a buffer between the heavy industrial to the east, the multifamily to the south, and then the light industrial to the north. By rezoning this property at 1380 Chatham Parkway, Second Harvest will greatly benefit by the increased access and proximity to I-16 and I-95, which will allow for their community partners to more easily access and efficiently drop off food at this location. But it will also similarly allow Second Harvest to then take the donations that they receive and make sure that they can facilitate logistically to make sure that that food goes into the hands of the community and the members of our region that desperately need to be served by their operations. And so we do respectfully request that you approve of today's rezoning, recommend approval of today's rezoning as has been recommended by staff. And we are happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Yellen. Is there any questions from commissioners? Mr. Wayne Noah?
I know that we're on a rezoning issue here, but as the last petitioner had a possible site plan, was anything submitted with this? That's a very large operation, and I believe this is a 5-lane road here with the middle lane being a suicide lane. Will they access through the across from Police Memorial on that right of way, or will they have, or we just wait for that at a site plan?
Well, Mr. Noah, the applicant did not provide any site planning documents with their rezoning application. Their engineering consultant is on the line, and that's probably a question he may be prepared to answer. Mr. Davenport, if we want to ask him that question for the record.
And if we need to wait till the site plan, that's fine. I mean, they may not be at that point yet.
Yeah, and just for everyone online, there will be a process by which a site plan will have to be submitted and go through development plan review before anything is actually developed on this property, but that has not been submitted at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Lotson. Is there any other questions? Ms. Karen Jarrett?
Along those lines, when the site plan does come in, we can stipulate the preferred location for their access, correct?
Yeah. Well, the access points will be part of the review process. This property which is in the city of Savannah, will have to be reviewed by the traffic engineering department, and they'll be integral in terms of identifying the any driveway cuts, et cetera, and access points, circulation, things of that nature.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Any further questions? The commissioners, anybody? Commissioner, have their hand raised on the computer? A commissioner? Is anybody in the public wish to ask a question to petitioner? Anybody in the computer? Raise your hand if so on your computer. If you have a question for petitioner? Nope. Okay, then. Any further discussion? I look for a motion.
Motion to approve rezoning at 1380 Chatham Parkway.
Second.
Thank you. We'll go to a vote. Mr. Jay Milder.
I vote to approve.
Mr. Rule Joyner.
Vote to approve.
Dr. Malik Watkins.
Vote to approve.
Mr. Dwayne Stevens.
Yes.
Mr. Joseph Irvin.
Yes.
Ms. Karen Jarrett.
Yes.
Ms. Elizabeth Epstein.
Yes.
Mr. Travis Coles.
Yes.
Ms. Shula Parker.
Yes.
Dwayne Noah. Yes. And Ms. Lorraine.
Yes.
Motion passes. Thank you. We go now to item 11, rezoning map amendment, 1811 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, rezoned from TR1 to TC1. Mr. Marcus Lotson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Subject property is 1811 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. This property is at the intersection, the northwest corner of the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Klein Street in the Kyler Brownville Historic District. The property, which is 3,645 square feet in size, is developed with a historic single family dwelling. And prior to 2015, the vacant portion of the property, which is at this corner, was developed with a mixed-use building that included ground floor commercial and upper floor residential. That building was subsequently demolished due to code compliance issues. The zoning map, which shows here the subject property, is in the TR1 zoning classification, which is traditional residential. The petitioner is requesting the TC1 zoning classification. And as you can see, both within Kyler Brownville, which is the west side of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the streetcar neighborhood, which is on the east side, the TC and TR and TN districts are quite common here. They are all mixed use districts, essentially, but allow varying degrees of uses and intensity of use as well. This is a aerial photograph of the subject property, which shows the existing residential building, which is not occupied right now, and the remaining vacant portion of the property. As I mentioned in the pre-meeting, the property owner and applicant is the Historic Savannah Foundation, who owns a number of properties throughout various historic districts in the city. And their intention is to redevelop the property with a mixed-use building at this corner and I hate to use replicate, the word replicate as it relates to a historic district, but they want to replace what was here in terms of the type of building that existed prior to the demolition. I should mention that for the record, we did receive just this morning, so I wanted to make sure the board saw this, because it was not a part of the initial release of the agenda. We received a letter from the adjoining property owner, which I mentioned in the pre-meeting, that supports the efforts of Historic Savannah Foundation as it relates to this property and the proposed rezoning. This exhibit, which was provided by Historic Savannah Foundation shows a massing model of the proposed building that would go on the what is now the vacant portion of the property you see on the left. The building that was here before was a commercial building which had some residential units above. What Historic Savannah is proposing is a mixed-use building with some ground floor commercial, one residential dwelling on the ground floor, and two residential dwellings on the upper floors. And that would be permitted in the TC1 zoning classification. I should also mention that the applicant has submitted a subdivision request to create two new parcels. So a parcel to accommodate the existing residents on site and the proposed building as well. Staff found that the proposed rezoning from a zoning standpoint as well as a land use standpoint is consistent with the intent of the ordinance. We do believe that mixed use buildings on corner lots and on arterial streets are appropriate at this location. There's been significant investment made of late in the MLK and Montgomery Street corridors, both privately and by the city of Savannah. To highlight and encourage revitalization. We think this is an effort in that direction. We think that the proposed development of the property is consistent with the development pattern within Calle Brownville and within the MLK corridor at large. And with those findings, we're recommending approval that the property be rezoned from the traditional residential classification to TC1 traditional commercial.
Thank you, Mr. Hodson. Is there any questions from, excuse me, is the petitioner here on a computer wish to speak?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Ryan Arvey with Historic Savannah Foundation.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your time and the committee's, the board's time, and thank Mr. Lotson and the MPC staff for their presentation and for the recommendation of approval. The foundation's interest in this property goes back to 2015, before the historic building was demolished by the city. And at the time, we had expressed interest in trying to save the original structure. It had already gone to recorder's court. A judge had already issued a court-ordered demolition, and there was really no way that we could reverse that decision. So what we did with the city's cooperation was we arranged for Savannah Tech to come in with one of their preservation classes, photograph, measure, and document the historic building. We really did this mostly just for the historic record, so there would be some record of the building. Fast forward a couple years, and HSF actually has helped to save a few other structures in this immediate vicinity. We are working with the property owner immediately to the north of this lot. There's another little white shotgun cottage that we are working on. Historic Savannah Foundation also part, there it is there. So we purchased that building in 2018 and are working on getting plans and permits approved for that building currently. Across the street, we also partnered with the city on the rehabilitation of the Meldrum Row Caretaker's Cottage, which in this image is still under construction, but has since been dedicated. HSF helped to save that building. So traditionally, with our revolving fund, we try to do as much in a given area as possible. We try to concentrate the investment in a particular area, instead of just a one-off project here and there. And so with this, with these projects being developed over the last couple of years, we again turned our attention to that vacant lot at Klein and MLK, and we're able to acquire it. We had to help the previous owner probate it and work with their family, but we're able to acquire the property in February of this year. And our intention, as Mr. Lotson said, is to restore as best we can the historic building that was on that site. We do not have any elevation drawings as of yet, but we would very much like to use the information collected by Savannah Tech, as well as old photographs, to try and not only recreate the building, but also to restore the historic development pattern that existed on that site up until just 2016. And we would love to create a mixed-use building that not only has residential units, but also a commercial component to reactivate that corner and help to revitalize this stretch of MLK. As Mr. Lotson pointed out, there is other TC1 zonings in close proximity, not only in Kyler Brownville, but in Thomas Square. It is fitting, not only for this lot, but for this corridor. It is fitting with past development plans. I shouldn't say development plans, but comprehensive plans, visions for the MLK corridor that have been done over the years. And we feel that this is the first step to reactivating this corner, providing additional housing and commercial uses, which we still see to this day up and down the corridor. And I would be happy to entertain any questions. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Any questions to the petitioner? Ms. Karen Jarrett?
Hi, this is Karen Jarrett. I was curious about how we're going to accommodate parking in this area.
That's a great question. And we actually have already applied and are on the agenda Thursday for two variances on this lot to be able to develop it as it was in 2016. We would be seeking variances for the parking requirements as well as lot coverage variances. And as I said, that will be this Thursday. I think that the parking, which if I'm correct, would have been 7 total spots. That's based on potential future commercial use, plus the residential units would have been 7 total, I think can easily be accommodated with the amount of off-street parking that is available on MLK as well as Klein.
Okay, the other building that you're getting ready to work on, are you planning on adding commercial there as well?
Are you referring to the little white cottage with the, yes, with the, well, which cottage, the one with the red roof?
The one that is not associated with this property.
Okay, so yes, great question. So that property has been sold through our revolving fund. So we have an easement on that property, which is our standard procedure to protect buildings in perpetuity. We are no longer the official owner of that building. And so I don't want to speak for that owner in terms of his plan, but he does have, there is a fairly, you see that palmetto bush behind that gentleman walking down the street. That is roughly the property line. The owner of that little cottage would be able to accommodate parking, I believe, if he were to pursue a TC1 zoning himself. But I don't want to speak for him.
Thank you.
Any other questions for petitioner? Any other commissioner on the computer? If you're general public, please raise your hand if you have a question for the petitioner. Do we have anybody that has a question? An audience? Nobody here in the audience? Okay. Any further discussion? I'll look for a motion.
Make a motion to approve the staff's recommendation.
We go to a vote. Mr. J. Milder?
I vote to approve.
Mr. Rule Joyner?
Yes.
Dr. Malik Watkins?
Yes.
Mr. Dwayne Stevens?
Yes.
Mr. Joseph Urban?
Yes.
Ms. Karen Jarrett?
Yes.
Ms. Elizabeth Epstein?
Yes.
Mr. Travis Coles?
Yes.
Ms. Eula Parker?
Yes.
Mr. Wayne Noah? Ms. Laureen Bowles?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, sir. Good luck. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lotson, for your efforts and your staff. We'll now go into other business. This about wraps things up. This is election of officers for 2021-2022. And with that being said, I'm going to read out the names of officers of commissioners running. Joe Welch for chairman, Ms. Karen Jarrett for vice chairman, Mr. Travis Coles secretary, and Dr. Malik Watkins for treasurer. Okay, so we will take a vote today for the election officers, and I'll do a verbal vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone against? Aye. Anybody against? Okay, thank you. There's your selection for the new coming officers, 21-22. Any other discussions?
Yes, our chairman. Could we get another update where we are on the accessory structure language that we're looking at putting in?
Mr. Noah, we have done a lot of work and research on that question. We talked about whether to have it on this agenda or not, but when we realized that Mr. Smith was not going to be here, I decided that it would be best to have it in the October agenda, but we are prepared to go forward with a recommendation.
Any other discussions? Congratulations to the new officers. We all strive to work hard and provide for our community and our dear city and our county. And it's sometimes a lot of tireless efforts, and it's time consuming from our jobs. And we thank each and every one of you here and those who are listening. I want to thank you and invite you to the NPC. We know that this COVID is really a serious, serious situation that seems to have gotten worse. But it's your decision whether you like to attend or not. And I again thank the commissioners who are here present and being here today. It's great to see faces that we haven't gotten to see everybody and everybody meet everybody. So especially our new city manager, look forward to meeting him. Welcome to our beautiful city, Savannah. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting, and everybody have please a safe week and look forward to seeing you next meeting. Meeting adjourned.